Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
Okay, so I understand you're getting your delivery. You got your delivery today from
today.
Good Eats Kitchen.
And thank goodness. We had a company-wide meeting, and lunch was delivered for everybody, and your boy didn't get any. So thank goodness.
Oh, no!
Right, thank goodness I had my Good Eats meals delivered today. So I had lunch. I had a grilled chicken Greek quinoa bowl.
Ooh,
amazing.
Yum.
Give it a try.
So I tried some new things in my order that I'm also getting today. A banana pancake.
I've had it.
I went with breakfast. A sweet and sour chicken. I haven't had that yet.
Had that last night. Really good.
The shrimp and grits. Have you had that?
Had that. It's good.
And a veggie lasagna. It looked really good.
I go in order just like one of everything on the menu. I don't double up on anything. So I can try everything.
But these are, you know, chef-prepared dishes. They're absolutely fantastic for a lunch.
And very, very affordable.
Affordable. $8 a meal on average. 3 locations in Baton Rouge and 1 also in Lafayette. And you can also order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So try that. We got some football this weekend. Saints' 3rd preseason game. We found out today Drew Brees will play on Sunday against the Jets.
I saw that. Yeah,
he
good.
He just wants quality reps. Just keep him upright. That's the only thing I really care about. I think everybody wants to see more of the backups in the situation who's going to make the team. But Brees will play on Saturday against the Jets. So something to keep an eye on. Maybe of also greater consequence, Joe Burrow as the LSU Tigers go through their final walkthrough. Today's the final practice of fall camp, Michelle. Tomorrow, close the media like a game week, and they are full concentration toward Georgia Southern starting tomorrow. So camp ends today. We also found out today Joe Burrow was named on the watch list for the Manning Award. So that goes to the best quarterback in college football, but it's the only one that considers the bowl performance as well. All the other ones are determined before bowl season. So yesterday, Burrow was named to the Unitas Award watch list, which goes to any player or quarterback who's been either a senior or a fourth-year junior. You have to have been there for 4 years. So, Unitas Award yesterday, Manning Award list today. I don't think he's on a couple of national awards like Maxwell and Davey O'Brien. He's got no shot of winning those. And it's not a knock on Joe. It's just there are other quarterbacks and other systems that are going to put up better numbers and whatever. But the two watch lists that he's on the past couple of days, in particular the Unitas Award, he's got a legitimate shot at that, Michelle. The only other real big name on that list is Justin Herbert from Oregon. And I only bring this up, awards are what they are, but it's very rare to have a national award winner. And for LSU, the only quarterback ever to win a national award was Jamarcus Russell in 06. He won the Manning Award. So you think of players like Tyrann Mathieu and Mo Claiborne and Patrick Peterson, like last year with Devin White winning the Buckus Award. LSU's had some national award winners, but it's very rare. And I think, and especially for a quarterback at LSU, I think Joe Burrow's got a legitimate shot of winning that Unitas Award. I think he goes for 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns this year. If LSU is in that 10-win season range and in the mix for the college football playoff, I think he's got a legitimate shot of becoming the first quarterback since Jamarcus to win a national award.